As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
So sad.
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
1, 2, 3.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
CITR's annual fun drive is kicking off with a party at the Pit Pub in the Nest on February 25th at 6 p.m. There will be great bands and a raffle for rad prizes donated by AMS Events, Varsity Outdoor Club, and more. It's 19 plus and tickets are available at the door for $5 or $3 with CITR membership. All proceeds go to FunDrive to help support your campus radio station.
Oh,
Good afternoon. You are tuned in now to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Eleanor, and this is Femme Concept for the next hour, playing some great FemCon tracks for you out there in Vancouver and beyond throughout the entire world. CITR is located on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. The song that you just listened to is called Edmund Baum, and it is by local artist, activist, scholar Stefana Fertilla. And that is off of her album Ephemera, which came out this past June. And for those of you who tuned in last week, Stefana was here with us on the show. We played her piece No History live on air and broadcasted it out into the sub as part of her thesis project that she is doing here at UBC. It was a really cool experience, and we had a great conversation about it, and the piece itself is quite great. So if you haven't heard that, I would recommend going back to the podcasts and listening to them. You can find it at citr.ca. And the reason I played that track, Edmund Baum, partially because Stefana came on last week, but also because she just released a brand new music video for that track, and it was directed by another local artist, Sarah Wiley. And it premiered a couple days ago on the Editorial magazine, which is a magazine based out of Montreal. Really fantastic. They've got lots of great stuff, really creative people and like playlists and photo shoots and all different stuff and lots of really cool clothes too, actually. So yeah, so I'd highly encourage you to go check out the Edmund Baum music video. It's got footage that was shot by Sarah in Bali, and some from Guatemala as well as some from the Pacific Northwest. And it's kind of, it's got a darker feel to it. Some overlaid images, some trees, some tropical feelings. Yeah, it's really nice. So I'd highly encourage you to go check that out and listen to the rest of Stefana's album online. Okay, so it's just me here today. Erica's off this week, but she'll be back next week for our Fun Drive show. And this past week, there was an announcement from the Toronto-based band Hooded Fang, who used to be based out of Winnipeg, I think, and now they've moved to Toronto. And they are coming out with a new album, which is very exciting because I actually hadn't thought about them in a really long time. I think I thought that maybe they were no longer a band. Not really sure. Their last release was called Graves, and it came out in like 2012 or 2013, and it was so good. But they haven't done anything since then, and now they've announced this new album. It's called Venus on Edge, and it is going to be out on May 13th. Through the band's own record label called Daps Record, and they've also released a track from that called Tunnel Vision. So I'm going to play that now, and I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. That was the track Success by Lie off of their album Consent that came out back in December of 2014. And Lie are playing this weekend with Vacant Life, a band from Seattle, and Swim Team, a Vancouver band that are just tearing up the charts right now and playing lots of shows. Very fantastic. And another new Vancouver band called Courtroom. And apparently they are made up of an all-star cast of members of Weed, Trashbait, and Oaf. And that show is happening at Redgate tonight. Starts around 9. It's $7 before, $11 and $10 after. So should be a really great one. And before you heard from Lie, you heard from a Seattle-based band, So Pitted. That was the track Rot in Hell off of their album Neo, which actually just came out on Sub Pop. Really excited for that. There's also a music video out for that track, so you can go check it out. Really, really Pacific Northwest sounding band, whatever that means. It's the first thing that comes to my mind. But yeah, so, and they are also playing this weekend, which is cool. They're playing tomorrow night at the Elf House, which is a house venue, and you can look that event up on Facebook and message one of the hosts for an address. And they are playing with two great local acts as well. They're playing with Crazy Bugs, who just got back from a little tour. And they are also playing with Tough Customer, who are about to go on tour. So much stuff happening. I feel like, or maybe people do tour in the winter too, but I feel like as soon as the weather kind of lets up a little bit, it's a little bit less cold, people are just biting at the... chomping at the bit, that's the phrase that I was looking for, to get out there and play music, which is awesome. There's been tons of local shows happening lately. I tried to go out 3 nights in a row and I didn't make it because it's too much, but it's really nice to see that there's so much stuff happening. Tough Customer, speaking of them, they are also playing next Thursday night at Horses Records along with Lieutenant Frank Dickens, and that is for a little Weird Canada Weird Distro pop-up sale happening at Horses Records. Weird Canada is a Canadian, obviously, music website that reviews physical releases from bands across the country, and they also do a distribution service, and they used to be based in Ontario, and they're moving the stock to Victoria. So one of their very generous volunteers is driving the distro across the country and stopping at a bunch of different cities to do little pop-up sales. So the one in Vancouver is going to be happening next Thursday at Horses. You can go check it out, see the bands. It's free or pay what you can. And then there'll be tons of Weird Distro merch there that you can buy for generally pretty cheap. Like, I think the tapes are usually $5 and vinyls are a little bit more. And yeah, it's a great resource. I really think Weird Canada does some cool stuff. I am a bit biased because I do write for them, but I think they're holding it down for the Canadian music landscape, which I really appreciate. So go check that out. Okay, so up next, we've got some more music from bands that are playing here this weekend. Well, one that is Tough Age are playing tonight at Thor's Palace, and they are playing with some of our favorites, TV Ugly, as well as Chrysorific and Joe Past. And that's going to probably be an early show, because any show with Chrysorific is generally pretty early, but you definitely do not want to miss it. So you should go and check that out. I recently got a copy of the Tough Age Plays Cubs Hot Dog Day 7-inch. So I'm going to play that vinyl here for you. Very, very exciting. I'm going to play the track Flying Carpet. And then After that, I'm going to play some Cub for you. We've played them a fair amount on the show before, but not in a while. And I also recently got a copy of their Betty Cola 7-inch and their Come Out 7-inch, courtesy of Mint Records, fantastic place. And I'm so excited about these record labels. These records, you have no idea. So I'm going to play some Cub for you after that, and then we'll continue on the show here. So without further ado, this is Flying Carpet Ride by Tough Age.
I made you a cake, so warm and blue. I made a cake, it's true. I made you a cake, so warm and blue, but I never heard a word from you. I sent you a kiss wrapped in string and glue. I sent you a kiss, it's true. I sent you a kiss wrapped in string and glue, but I never heard.
It's true, the world is ugly, but everything fits. someday. Stand in any doorway, you will feel the sunshine. Complexities of time just get in the way. Drink from any well, you will taste desire. Walk the wild high wire of joy and disarray. Someday. Thank you.
was the track Summer Job by the band Buddies off of their album Confusion. You are tuned in now to Femme Concept here on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. Before you heard Buddies, you heard two tracks from the band Cub. That was the songs It's True, followed by Someday, and that is off of their 7-inch that came out in 1993 called Betty Cola. That was released on Mint. And before that, you heard some tracks from Tough Age, who are playing this evening at Thor's Palace. And I played the track Flying Carpet. Yes. And yeah, that was off of their 7-inch Plays Cubs Hot Dog Day, which is a cover of Cubs album. Cub are a band, were a band from Vancouver in the 90s. And I'm a big fan of theirs. It was three women with a drummer who changed a couple times, but I've had the pleasure of sitting down to interview a couple of them, and next week I'm going to be doing that again, and then you'll get to hear that interview a few weeks following. So, should be good. It's always interesting to hear different, the ways that Vancouver was different in the 90s, but also cool to see the similarities as well, you know? Yeah, I think the perspective is important to have, and it's good. It's nice to see how far we've come in some ways and how far we haven't come in others, I guess I would say. All right, so we got about 20 minutes of the show left. It is just about the end of reading break here at UBC for those people that are students. It's been a pretty dreary reading week, I have to say. Very rainy, cold, dark. So hopefully people have gotten away to the sunshine somehow. But I guess it's to be expected given that it's only February. But yeah, one last weekend to, you know, get it all out, go wild until you gotta come back and just grind it out until the end of April. Yeah, shouldn't be bad. If you're looking for something else to do this weekend, or maybe you're on campus and you're studying and everything is terrible because you're studying and it's a Saturday, forgot to mention before that Soap Hit are actually playing live on CITR tomorrow afternoon, I think between 12 and 2. So if you want to come by the Nest and check that out, you definitely should. It's going to be a really, really fantastic performance. So definitely recommend that. Okay. I am going to play a track now by the band Japanese Breakfast. This is a new song off of their upcoming release, Psychopomp, which will be out in April. And this track is called Everybody Wants to Love You. We'll be right back.
Sorrow will drop away.
February issue of Discorder marked our 33rd anniversary and is on the shelf of cafes, retailers, and record stores now. This month, we feature the sounds of Michael Redd, DOA frontman and politician Joe Keithley, the rebirth of Milk, an overview of Vancouver's underground venue situation, and more. We have album reviews for Nap Eyes and Cindy Lee, and live show reviews of Magical Clouds and Fields. It's all in the pages of your favorite local mag by CITR 101.9 FM. A special thank you to this month's advertisers, The Lido, Horse Records, Recruiting Canada, Vancouver Theatre Sports, The Rio Theatre, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, The Live Van, and AMS Events. On February 23rd, join CITR for the 14th Annual National Campus and Community Radio Association Homelessness Marathon. The Homelessness Marathon happens every year in February at radio stations across North America to shine a light on the issue of homelessness. This year, CITR will be broadcasting live from 9 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. at the Megaphone Magazine offices in the downtown East Side. Tune in for stories and voices from the community.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness.
I must have slept for my passages.
And it must have
this
been
noise,
very
however, is a drawer of silence with breath,
and it appeared only as a faint whistle.
I did not hear it
day
all
and night
as
I was on burrowing, although it must have certainly been there.
Can my
it is so
much to speak,
audible only to the ear of the householder, it seemed to me that the beast has ever even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches.
The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
And this is Femme Concept on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. Just wrapping up here, have about 10 minutes left. Before the break, you heard the song Steady Glazed Eyes by Winnipeg-based Living Hour off of their new album Living Hour that just came out on Lefse Records. And before that, it was a brand new track from Bat for Lashes, a single called I Do. No word yet on when her new album is coming, but it appears that it is. All that she released with that single was a note that, or like a picture of a note that says, save the date for July 1st. So, very exciting. Always love to see the stuff that she puts out. And at the top of that set, it was the song Everybody Wants to Love You by Japanese Breakfast, and that was off of her forthcoming album, Psycho Pomp. Okay, so 10 minutes left. Don't go anywhere. After Femme Concept is done, we've got Radio Zero coming up next, playing some groovy tunes. And then at 3:30, it is Nardwar, as always. And I don't know what's at 5 p.m. because the news is off this week, but if you stay tuned in, maybe it'll be a nice, fun surprise. Okay, we've got a couple more songs for you. This track I'm going to play now was a recommendation from CITR music director Andy Resto, and it is by the band Lilliput, also known as Kleenex, and it is called Blue Is All in a Rush.
For everything, for everything.
Was the track Blue Is All in a Rush by Lilliput. And I've got one more for you before we go. Like I said, stay tuned in and also tune in next week for our Fun Drive show. We've got some great prizes, some tape prize packs with stuff from Francesca Belcourt, Swim Team, and Minimal Violence, as well as some tickets to the upcoming Chastity Belt TV Ugly Proto Martyr show, and some really cool femme concept prizes, some of which may or may not be things that you can put in your mouth and eat, and they will taste delicious. I'm going to end with a track by the Rogers Sisters called Delayed Reaction. This was from their album Purely Evil, which came out back in 2002, kind of keeping with the theme of the last track that I played. Hope everybody has a fantastic weekend, and thank you for listening. When you feel-
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as